WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to Student Section MLB. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel, joined by
Luke Torrey
and Luke Anderson.
We got a lot to talk about, so let's get right into it. MLB playoffs, of course, they have started. We have an idea about the American League. National League, they're going to be probably wrapping up tonight by the looks of things. Those games are playing right now here, and of course, we got live updates and everything regarding that. We have managerial firings. We have rogue ground crews. I mean, we have a lot to talk about. Luke, I saw that smile. Luke, of course, our resident Mets fan here, talking. Can we go and talk about that real quick before we get into the playoffs? Because, I mean, now the story is kind of dead because it doesn't have the implications it once did, besides the Mets officially getting that win today. But so to set the stage before the biased, evil Mets fan comes in and tells their side of the story, let's talk about first. Basically, Miami, of course, you know, they had their big playoff run. They managed to make it in, of course, spoiler alert. But they had a series against the New York Mets. New York, this past weekend, just drenched in rain.
The city was underwater.
Yeah. I mean, if you've seen the videos, the flooding was horrible.
A sea lion escaped from the Central Park Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah,
because the flooding got so high that it literally just swam out of its exhibit.
Yeah, I saw the video, like, it was by the clock tower. I was like, okay,
it was like straight out of a movie. It was insane.
Yeah. But I guess let's talk about basically they play the games for nine and a half innings, and then all of a sudden the game stopped, but because of rain, makes sense. Then you have an open period again. Three outs is all you need to end this game. What does the Mets crew do, Luke? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, the Mets three outs away from just ending the game, and then there wouldn't have been any issues or rain delay, and they let up two runs to lose the lead. And then, I mean, obviously they come up at the bottom of the ninth to try to then win the game, and then that's when the floodgates just opened, and then they had a two-hour rain delay, and they probably could have started the game for another 10 minutes for the Mets to just strike out three times, probably like they do, and lose the game. But the grounds crew was... I don't even know what they were doing, and then they couldn't get the game started, and then they had to cancel it, which was just, in my opinion, even as a Mets fan, I just think it's absurd.
Yeah. And now, now you might be asking, where was the grounds crew? Well, they were taking their yearly picture. They were caught taking their picture. So that led to many people pointing out the Mets grounds crew should probably be punished. I'm very surprised the MLB has seemingly let that go, which is a little disappointing, but things happen. Mets got their win. Miami still made the playoffs. End of the day, probably won't be considered a big deal. But we did have our playoffs set since then. Let's go ahead and get right into that, of course, with the AL wild card was officially set. Basically, it was Sunday afternoon. Texas versus Tampa Bay. That was going to be a three-game series. And then you had Blue Jays versus Twins. So let's get into that. Let's talk about the one that we already have an idea about when it comes to what has happened. Texas going to the Tampa Bay Rays. Guys, definition of a disappointment in the playoffs when it comes to Tampa Bay.
I mean, that first game, they looked horrendous. They set records for the amount of errors. They had three errors in, like, the first three innings, I think it was, or four errors in the first three innings. Like, that is insanity. And then today, too, the first inning, center fielder misplayed a ball that should have been caught on a line drive from Corey Seager that turned into a double, luckily, for the Rays. I mean, that... It didn't matter because he didn't score, but I mean, they lost. They got swept. The Rays, and I'm smiling right now. You know, AL East team's gone. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Texas looked really good.
You said AL East team's gone?
Yep. Because the Blue Jays were swept by the Twins.
Damn, you forgot someone.
All right, dude. Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're talking playoffs right now, okay?
We're talking Baltimore Orioles also.
They'll be gone.
Well,
the
ones
ALDS,
that played today. The ones that played today. I thought you were making a little joke on the Yankees. Right?
No, I'm not that mean. You did that to yourself right there.
All right. The Twins finally get a win in the postseason. Let alone one win. They got two wins. And, wow, I mean, 19 straight playoff losses, and they did it. They finally did it. And I owe an apology to Twins fans. I did come off a little bit strong last week. But hey, now I'm rooting for y'all because you destroyed the Blue Jays and I'm happy.
Now, I guess let's mention that the Twins will now be facing the Houston Astros while the Texas Rangers will be heading to Baltimore to be playing the Orioles.
It's going to be a very good series.
Speaking of the Orioles.
Very good series.
Real quick, the news did come out this weekend. The Baltimore Orioles will be staying for 30 more years in Camden Yards. So we were talking about a couple weeks ago, possible relocation rumor along with Tampa Bay. Those have been squashed this year while Oakland, unfortunately, is facing the bear of moving. But I kind of want to give my thoughts on Tampa Bay real quick. Absolute disgrace. Like, how do you go off to that? Maybe, again, you have the Wander Franco stuff. Maybe that played a part in this. But, like, still, you have that good of a start, and then, boom, you fall apart like this. To Texas, who, by the end, was kind of limping their way into the playoffs. It's just like, man, that has to hurt as a fan, and as a player, you have to be really disappointed in yourself. Luke?
Yeah, I mean, especially a Texas team that was as cold as they were, just like you said, Carson. I mean, they were on pace to win the division, and then they lost it on the last day. They lost three of their four-game series versus Seattle. They still managed to make the playoffs. But they were going to that series. Obviously, they were on the road, which doesn't help. But they were just cold in general in their last 2 weeks. And there was just an issue about their bullpen, and their lineup was just cold. And instead, you see them score four yesterday, and they scored seven runs today. I mean, the Rays just, their defense, Luke pointed this out, they had three errors yesterday, and their defense just didn't look that all that great today either. And, I mean, their lineup just got cold, and Texas got hot. I mean, obviously, we've seen Texas in the middle of the season play really well. Their lineup was really good. But the Rays are known for scoring runs, and they score one run over two games. I mean, that's very uncharacteristic, but, I mean, I guess that's just what happens in October.
Mm.
What more can you say?
Yeah. So now, I guess, let's talk about a little bit about Minnesota Twins. Luke, Tori, you've already talked about this a little bit. But, again, I am not impressed by the Twins. I'll be perfectly honest. They got some good wins over Toronto, yes. But besides just a couple players getting hot, I mean, it was a 2-0 win. And then I'm trying to remember what was the other score yesterday.
3-1.
I mean, it was two extremely close games where Toronto could have easily kind of made a return there. Again, not trying to kind of say, oh, Twins, you know, little Twins are going to, you know, make out, you know, flake out. But, like, I really think they're going to be cannon fodder for the Astros, and I hate that. I can't see any other way. I don't see how this team advances to the ALCS. You guys have any disagreement there?
No, I fully agree, honestly. I mean, you look at the next round, and I mean, as I think I speak for all of us, we all want the Astros to lose, right?
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
And it's not, if you're an Astros fan, it's personal. I mean, you know what you did. I will never, ever, ever not hold a grudge against you for that. Neither will Dodgers fans, neither will Braves fans, neither will anybody across the world. Your franchise, I will forever say, I wish your franchise was discontinued after 2017, because they also cheated in 2019. I know it wasn't proven, but they did, 100%. I don't even need to state my reasons. But I think it's going to be a very, very difficult game, difficult series for the Twins. I don't think they can – I think they take one game maybe, but – As much as I hate to say that, but I think the Astros are going to win that series.
And now let me just make sure I got my math correct. ALDS this season is 5 games, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love how they changed the playoff format.
Also, I do want to say one thing about that. Changing the playoff format to this and having the wild card series was the best thing they've done in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy it.
I absolutely love it. It was a great move, and it's good for the sport.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about kind of the National League, what's been going on there. Last night, Arizona beats Brewers. They are now leading that series 1-0. Mm-hmm. Of course, Arizona is to travel to Milwaukee for this game. And Miami, unfortunately, got, now I won't say walloped, but they got beat quite well by Philadelphia to start off their series for Philly to lead 1-0. How do you guys see things going? Of course, with a quick little score update, let me get that pulled up.
0-0 in the Phillies game right now. And last I checked, it was 2-0.
It's 2-0 in the Diamondbacks game.
D-backs are winning.
Top of the fourth, yeah. Milwaukee's winning.
Okay, so that's a possible game three right there.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't think the Marlins stand a chance again tonight. It's a different environment in Philly in October. As they say, it's a red October in Philly. Unfortunate for you Braves fans. I think that's going to be the toughest matchup for you guys in the playoffs. They match up well with you guys. I think they won the season series against you guys, right?
No, they lost.
They did?
Yeah.
And my Phillies friend was lying to me.
Gee, I wonder why.
Anyway, but no, I do think they match up well against you guys. I think that's your toughest battle, but I don't see the Marlins even coming close to winning this game tonight.
I don't know.
Nola on the mound. I mean, the Marlins had the big blow when Alcantara went down a couple weeks ago, and if they had him for a game one, who knows what would have happened, you know? Maybe it would have went differently, but yeah. I don't think they win tonight against Nola. I think Nola rises to the occasion in big games like this.
Here's the problem, though. Aaron Nola in past seasons has become known as the absolute choker. Like, it has been, like, a pretty gnarly what he's been able to kind of – how he's turned around his reputation on. He can, like, close a game and or, like, you know, in like, the first few innings to, like, oh, man, you better pull this guy after, like, 50 pitches.
Right.
It's so I think that's – I mean, again – postseason, that's a whole different beast.
Right.
So, but I think that's something to take account for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm interested. I think Arizona Milwaukee right now is the more interesting series. I think I'm saving hope because I would prefer a Miami Atlanta matchup. But I'm holding on hope. Maybe Miami can do something where you know they at least take this to a game three, kind of tire out Philadelphia a little bit. But I don't know.
Wheeler looked good last night. He looked really good.
All the Phillies looked good last night. I mean,
everybody in their starting lineup got a hit except Bryce Harper, except their $300 million.
No, Bryce Harper did get a hit yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Late in the game?
Because... Yeah, probably. Yeah, he went 1-for-4. Okay. He did not play well last game, no. But
everybody in their lineup got a hit last night.
Yeah, I just think in general, even coming into the series, like I just think the Phillies completely outclassed the Marlins. I just think their lineup's better and their pitching, like their bullpen and starting pitching are all better than the Marlins. I mean, if you look at the Marlins lineup, like the only player last night who really showed up was Josh Bell. He went 3-for-4 and the whole rest of the team recorded 4 hits. So they did not look good at the plate last night. And, I mean, for the Phillies, for them to get 11 hits and only score 4 runs, I mean, there is hope that they can win today if the Phillies left that many runners on base. You can hope something like that happens again and maybe the Marlins score or at least hit the baseball. But I just think the Phillies win this game pretty handily again.
Aaron Nola just started off the game with a 1-2-3 inning, struck out Josh Bell to end the inning, actually. That game's headed to the bottom of the first.
Yeah. Great. Okay. But yeah, I mean, we're going to be live. We're going to be talking about this. Well, I mean, let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out what inning is.
It's the fourth.
The Diamondbacks,
we might have an idea who's going to win Arizona and Milwaukee by the end of the show, but probably won't have a clue.
We'll have to see. I mean, last night, the Brewers took a 3-0 lead and then got like hit around a couple homers off of Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
And the D-backs took the lead and didn't let it go. I mean, in this game, just a little while ago, I've been watching the game. Zach Gallen helped turn a really nice double play to get it out of a jam. Runners on first and second, one out. So it's still 2-0. Diamondbacks, I mean, Corbin Carroll looked amazing last night. I don't even know how this kid is doing that stuff. But we'll see. They're only down 2. They were down 3 yesterday, and they came back and won. I think the bats can get hot, and the Diamondbacks can come back. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Brewers just hold this one down, and we see a game 3 tomorrow. This is definitely, I think, the most balanced series coming into the wild card weekend, midweek, I guess. But into the wild card, I think this was definitely the most even-matched series out of all 4 of them. So this makes sense to me, at least.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess let's quickly, while we're here, before we get into some more playoff talk and more. Well, managerial firings are happening. It's, unfortunate. We won't talk about yours yet. We're going to save that one because I think we got one that's going to be taking up the rest of the segment. But the LA Angels of Anaheim, they have finally done it. They have fired Phil Nevin. He is gone from the organization. The hunt is now on for a new manager of the Angels, which could be an Angels team without Shohei Ohtani, probably will be, and a team that could very likely be without Mike Trout. They're probably going to be entering their first real rebuild in, 20 years? So maybe we'll actually see some change this time around. Guys, your thoughts on this firing and how it's probably not going to change anything, let's be honest.
I mean, I think it had to happen. And I think you got to give their new manager a couple years. You know, I mean, you could tell off of even if the team's rebuilding, you can tell if it's a good manager or not by his in-game decisions. But I think you got to cut him some, whoever is up for that job, cut him some slack, give him some time to work with such a broken down roster. But who do you guys think are some candidates for that position for the Angels?
That's a good choice. Luke, I'll give you your thoughts real quick. I have a couple ideas in mind.
I mean, this firing makes complete sense. I mean, if you take a couple years with two of the best players, the best player and one of the best players, at least the best of our generation, he's not the best anymore as an injured and older Trout, but he's still probably, he's definitely at least top 20 in the league right now. I would say even top 10. I think that's arguable because of, I mean, his inconsistency with playing time. But I think if you have those two guys, you should have at least winning seasons, and they haven't had that. So this firing makes complete sense to me. I think it definitely needed to happen. So in terms of who can take the job, I don't know. I think it should be someone who is maybe younger, just like not as like just well known, I guess, because like Luke said, they need time. This is going to be their first just like full reset, hard rebuild, so it's going to take some time before they actually start seeing winning seasons. So I think you got to take a manager who can help develop, like the manager can develop along with the team, I think. So I don't know who that would be, but if you guys can throw out any names.
So I guess a couple I have in mind, I hate saying this one because I think it's going to suck losing him, Ron Washington.
I would think that's a good fit for them, but I don't see Ron leaving.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think he's too old. I think he's going to ride a couple more years with the Braves and then just call it a career. But, you know, like,
I mean, what?
I don't know if you're Ron Washington, are you really up to leave the Braves to go manage a team that is starting at rock bottom?
He did with the Rangers.
Yeah, but he was also like 20 years younger. I don't see him going to a rock bottom team right now to go manage them and sign up for at least 5 years of managing them. That's but I think they go with a little bit of a younger guy, like Luke said.
I'm trying to think of someone. I mean, maybe someone from the Astros.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. I think just maybe someone from a team that has seen like recent success. Obviously, that's who they'd want to go out and get. But just like someone, I mean, like you said, Carson, I think that would be a good fit. But I also agree with what Luke said. I don't think he's going to want to leave a team that is definitely going to see a lot more recent success in the years coming, too. He's probably going to just want to win a couple more World Series maybe and then call it quits instead of starting fresh with a new team before retiring and that team having to start a rebuild like that. It's going to be a manager, just a younger guy who hasn't even been a like full-time manager of a club, who it's his first time and he can be okay with like five losing seasons and just bad rebuild seasons until they finally get good. I don't know who that name is though, is all.
Yeah, well, we're gonna go to break. We'll maybe have some thoughts, we can decide on that, but we gotta talk about Buck Showalter gone from the Mets. We got about Terry Francona. He is retired, maybe. No one has an idea. It seems like it maybe was a firing. But we'll have that and more, plus, of course, live updates when it comes to the National League Wild Card Series here and more on Student Section MLB.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back, everybody, to Student Section MLB. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel.
Luke Torrey.
And Luke Anderson.
And we're here on WVUA 90.7, the Capstone. So, guys, let's go into the other, firings that occurred. Of course, coaches in the hot seat in regards to managers. So, let's talk about the other big one that wasn't exactly mirrored in controversy. Buck Showalter, he is now gone from the New York Mets. It sounds like that was a forced resignation where it was resign or we'll publicly fire you. We'll talk about that first. Then I want to talk about the Pete Alonso story that kind of came out from that. So, Luke, your thoughts first.
I mean, I have always had a love for Buck, obviously. I mean, he was a manager of the Yankees. I think I had mentioned one time on the show, but my first dog was named Buck after Buck Showalter. So, his managerial career is probably over. He's really old now. But before he got the job with the Mets, I think it was right after the Orioles and then before the Mets, he got a job with Yes Network for the Yankees, mm-hmm. and he was working broadcasting. I think he'll probably go back to that now. But more talking about the firing, I mean, it had to happen. I think with the amount of money put into that team and not as much production, I would like to see them go after, you know, like a young manager as well, you know, like a hungry guy, not someone that has had experience, but like obviously someone with experience, but like not someone who's 85 years old or higher. But yeah, I mean, thoughts on the firing, it's just had to happen. That's pretty much all I got.
So then I guess, Luke, A, you're the Mets fan. I guess your thoughts on the story before I give mine.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a little upset as a Mets fan. I think last year what he did with the team was they had a really great turnaround last year, obviously winning 100 games for, I think, like the fifth time ever. And, I mean, almost winning the division and then getting smoked in the playoffs. I mean, their playoff performance last year was a bad sign of things to come. And then this year, obviously, they didn't play great. I mean, like Luke said, when they hired Buck, I mean, Buck is very old. They had to realize when they're hiring Buck that they were going to win now, and then they didn't win now. So, I mean, the firing is not entirely shocking. And I think they should try to hire a newer manager now as well. Obviously, I think they're just doing a full clean house of their entire front office. I mean, they just hired a new president. Obviously, we covered that last week. David Stearns, who's a younger guy, and I think they should do the same thing with their manager as well. Just not do something like super win now, because obviously they have established that their window now, they're looking for a couple of years in the future. So maybe not hire someone who's super old and his career is winding down. But I thank Buck for what he did with the Mets. Last season was great, like I said. So I don't think he was particularly bad with the Mets, but the firing is not shocking at all.
I want Aaron Boone gone. I just had to throw that in there. Like, apparently he's supposed to come back. I don't want
that.
Yeah,
at this rate, he's coming back. Let's be honest. Okay. Well, he just had to throw that out like it was okay.
Let me throw this out here real quick. Okay. Thomas of the Diamondbacks just crunched a home run and cut the lead to 2-1 for the Brewers. Really nice at bat, and just smoked a home run before we go in anything else.
All right. Well, of course, live updates here about the National League wild card. I believe that game's on ESPN2 while Miami Phillies on ESPN.
I think that's correct.
All right. My thoughts as a Braves fan, so I'm a little biased, if you can't tell. But I feel like probably should have been one more year. I think that's a very fair assessment. He literally only had 2 years to see what could happen. Was this year horrible? Yes. There was absolutely some mistakes that he made. There was some bullpen management that was malpractice.
It was not good.
Yeah, malpractice at best. And he probably should have been on a leash. They probably should have hired a bench manager who was like basically, it's like the future is now, old man kind of vibe with him. And maybe that would have scared him straight. But I don't know. I think it was a little too early. But at the same time, I get the sentiment. It was time. So I guess that's kind of my two cents on it. I want to talk about that Pete Alonso story, though. Apparently, when the news came out on Monday, he was willing. Apparently, the word got out from the clubhouse that he was going to march up to Steve Cohen's office and basically try to get Buck rehired instantly. He kind of leaked out. I don't think he's officially responded to it yet. But, I mean, it seems like at least for some of the players, they wanted him back, even after what happened. I guess, is that a sign that maybe he was kind of a player's manager? Oh, no, he did respond. Basically, He basically said, yeah, I was upset, but here I am still. Okay, never mind. Yeah, that was boring. But, I mean, you have players willing to kind of march up to the owner and saying, rehire our guy. Is that a sign that maybe this was not a popular decision?
I think it's a little concerning that the owner didn't go to the players and, like, discuss. Because I know that's one thing that's keeping Boone around for the Yankees is that Judge and Cole absolutely love Boone.
Yeah.
And I know that Cashman is going to be going to did I say owner? I meant GM. Cashman's going to be going to the players before making a decision with Boone every year. And ultimately, there's only so much the players can do. They can vouch for him, get another year. But if they do that and then he continues to not produce wins, then it's obviously gonna just fully be in the general manager's hands. But I think it's a little concerning that he didn't talk to the players beforehand.
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, I've obviously been watching Mets baseball for the past 2 years, and it's very obvious the players have loved Buck. Obviously, I think all Mets fans have loved Buck, but it seems like the players really love Buck. There was a video from, I think, last season when the Mets were doing really well. It was Francisco Lindor in, like, a press conference with his daughter, and his daughter was talking, asking to see Buck. I mean, it's just, like, so fun to see, like, players having such a good time with their manager. So they definitely, I mean, it makes sense that Pete Alonso would stick up for Buck, especially in the situation Pete Alonso's in. I just want to say, thank God David Stern said that he wants Pete Alonso on the roster next year. I think they should just give him a blank check. I love Pete Alonso. That's besides the point. It is nice to see the players stick up for their manager, but I also think, I mean, the players have to know that it's a business, so I don't think they're going to riot against the organization for the firing, but I understand why they would be concerned about it, definitely.
It's interesting. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out who the Mets are going to hire, because they're in, like, that window is for the, let me just say, for them, I think that window is a little closed at the moment, just on how things are looking when it comes to pitching, to be perfectly honest. I'm not trying to be mean. I honestly
would agree with you. I don't think it's closed. I think it's closing. I think they still have a chance, but I would agree that, I mean, this season is very poor.
All right, I'll say this. I think that window is welded shut, but there's, like, a tiny hole that somehow got missed, and that's, like, the chance to get into the playoffs at the moment.
Maybe that's a fair assessment, honestly.
All right, but in all seriousness, who are they going to hire if they think they're in win now mode? Because I can't think of anyone besides, God, there's one, but Joe. You think so?
I honestly don't know. I don't know a lot of guys who would be available right now anyway. So
yeah, I'm talking about your Joe.
No,
don't try to mouth
it. Not my Joe.
Yeah,
he would never.
Yeah, he went to the Phillies.
I do not know, honestly.
I mean, man, that's the one I can see, to be perfectly honest. That's
my Joe.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are we really? Are you sure?
Yeah. We're talking about that Joe.
Like,
yeah,
like Joe Torre.
No, not Joe Torre. I'm not talking about him.
So are you talking about Joe Girardi?
Joe Girardi.
Oh,
yes.
There we go. Okay, that Joe.
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think the Mets would do
I don't
that.
Think.
Well, I do not claim Joe Girardi as my Joe.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't either if I were you.
Shout out to Mr. Torre, but I don't think he wants to exactly be behind the manager right now.
No.
Yeah, especially the Mets.
Yeah, no. He's chilling, vice president of baseball ops. He's doing his thing. Thriving at 84. I mean, brother loves what he does.
Yeah. He should come back to the Braves, the ones that he retires.
He should come back to the Yankees. That's what we need.
All right. But
another four and 5 years. Man, I wish I was alive between 96 and 2000. Man, that'd be sweet.
All right. You're off on the delusions again. Okay. I guess get back on track. I guess let's talk about the other one, Cleveland Guardians. Terry Francona, he retire, fire, resign. That's a weird.
I think it's more retired.
I think he retired.
Yeah, here's the problem with these jobs, though. You never have a clear idea whose idea it was. That's the thing, though. But for Cleveland, I guess, where do you guys see that from here? Because, of course, they don't make the playoffs this year. Kind of rebuild, kind of not at the same time. couple years ago under their old name, made it all the way to the World Series. Hasn't seen that same level of success since then. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think there's... I mean, yeah, they obviously haven't been the same. I mean, once they sold on Lindor and, you know, honestly, it was once they changed their name from the Indians to the Guardians is when they kind of started the downfall. But, hey, they have a nice ballpark. Pretty much all they got going. And Jose Ramirez can probably sign up for the UFC in the offseason.
All right, moving on. So, Luke A., your thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, In general, I don't know the direction in which they should go. It was a weird season for them. I don't really know if they should blow it up and rebuild or if they should stick it. I mean, they can't really stick it out. I don't think the roster they have right now is good enough. I mean, they have guys like Shane Bieber, I guess. I think they should trade him. I don't know. I think they should rebuild. I really don't. I don't know exactly what their direction is, and in the same way with who they're going to hire as manager, if I don't exactly know what direction they want to go, I don't know who they should hire as manager.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just thinking, right? Do you guys think we see any more firings besides Luke Torre? I know you're thinking of one that you want. We might not get that, okay? So let's take that off the table. Is there anyone else that you guys can see getting on the hot seat for this offseason?
Honestly, if the Dodgers lose
Dave's
in the
yeah,
ALDS, I think Dave is
out.
That's
a very fair idea, yeah. I mean...
100%. I think if they lose in the ALDS, he's gone. If they lose in the ALCS, he should honestly still be up on the hot seat.
I mean, okay, besides the Mickey Mouse rink, what has he done?
Nothing. Lost in the ALDS.
Lose an early playoff series when they're not supposed to, yeah.
Early.
Well, of course, I mean, 2021, that got pretty close. Those were two very even teams.
Yeah,
so
I'll give
them that.
Well, they should. That's the thing. They're always even teams because the Dodgers are always a good team.
Yeah.
But they just never get it done. And it's just, I mean, at some point, I mean, someone has to be the scapegoat, like just even if they are just a scapegoat. But, I mean, it is on the manager at that point if you have just such a loaded roster for the past years and you can't make it out of the NLDS half the time. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, I guess when you say this about the Dodgers, if we're going to talk about that, how much longer is that window open?
Not much longer. I mean, we talked about it before. It is closing, definitely. So
yeah.
If they want to do something and they don't get it done this year, just get a new manager in there for, I don't know, a couple of years. Get Buck Showalter in there for 1 year and see if he could do something.
Wait, hang on. Didn't he manage the Dodgers, Buck?
He may have. I think he actually did for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
It's probably during that period where they were like really bad,
I think. Probably in like the 60s or something. I don't know.
I'm only kidding. I think maybe it was like 2013. I want to say.
I'm looking that up right now. He actually did not. He went to Arizona, Texas, and Baltimore.
Okay. All right.
So close in Arizona, but.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was thinking.
That'd be a nice spot for him to get 1 year left of managing if he wants to do that.
Yeah.
If they want to do that.
Well, I mean, if they want to try to do one final run with that roster, because, I mean, Kershaw, he's probably near
the
end.
I don't even know if he's going to play next year. Is he? I mean. We'll see what happens this year.
I mean, if they think, okay, let's try to have one final all-in year, I mean, hiring Buck Showalter, that's probably not a bad idea. And say,
Buck would do it, though.
Honestly, well, I don't know if he would either.
Well,
actually.
I mean, if you say, like, look, it's a one-year deal, we're going to front-load this thing, and you get a ring with this roster if we get a chance, and you say, okay, this is it. I mean, I think I would probably take that deal. It's 1 year, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be hard to say no, but I mean, if he doesn't want to manage at all anymore, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he definitely got fired from the Mets. I don't think his resignation, like you said, Carson, I don't think it entirely was that. I think he wouldn't be opposed to managing. So I don't know if anyone wants to manage, I don't know why they wouldn't want to manage the Dodgers. So we'll have to just see where that goes.
All right. Well, next segment. We'll have live updates. We'll get to talk about we'll kind of lean in more about the Baltimore stuff. We got to talk about Tampa Bay attendance. That was bad. We got to at least talk about that for a couple minutes and more. So we'll be right back in 5 minutes here on WVUA 90.7 Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, everyone, and welcome back for the final segment of Student Section MLB. I'm seeing a John Boy segment. Hold on, what's going on?
It was just a video of Griffin Jacks, the pitcher for the Twins, got truck-sticked on the way to first base by Kevin Biggio earlier. So it was just pretty funny.
But I guess let's get into it live. So we just kind of we were watching, of course, a big shocker, what was happening with the Phillies game and also with the Arizona Milwaukee game. You guys give us some live updates on what's happening right there.
It is the middle of the third in the Miami Marlins Phillies game. Both teams have one hit, I believe. Yep, both teams have one hit. And bottom of the order is due up for the Philly. And in the Diamondbacks game, it is still 2-1. It is the top of the sixth inning, and the Diamondbacks have runners on second and third with nobody out, and Ketel Marte is up.
Just worked a full count, six pitches, really good at bat. We'll see if he can. Here's the pitch, and absolutely down the middle. He smoked it for a single. That might score two. Diamondbacks might take the lead. They'll send Carroll, absolutely. Diamondbacks just took the lead.
That was a great throw. But,
really nice piece.
Diamondbacks are up 3-2 in the top of the sixth.
Top of the sixth, no outs. So runner on set. Ketel Marte advanced to second on that, so they might even make some more noise here.
But, it's just... I'm just trying to figure out, like, for me, like, this... I guess let's just go and go through kind of the bracket. I mean, right now we have our idea about what the ALDS is going to look like. Twins, Houston, and then we got Texas, Baltimore. Right now, Arizona, Milwaukee, even though that lead's been cut, it looks like it's probably going to be going to Game 3 at the moment, barring a big change. And then Miami, Philadelphia, I believe that game is still 0-0. Mm-hmm. So we have no idea who's going to score first here. At this rate, if you score first, you're probably going to win the game. But I guess let's talk about who we think is going to win the ALDS series when it comes to Twins, Houston. I said it before, so I'm going to give my pick. I think the Twins are going to be just fish in a barrel for the Astros. I got the Astros in three. I'm making it that close. Luke?
I mean, I think I said it earlier. I think the Astros win that series, right?
Mm. Like, no. But how many games?
Twins maybe get one. Six. Maybe get one.
So you're saying Astros in four?
Yeah.
All right. Luke Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hold out a hope for the Twins. I mean, in my whole bracket, obviously, the two wild card series are over in the American League. And I predicted that the Twins would win game one and then lose in three to the Blue Jays. But shout out to them for proving me wrong and proving a lot of people wrong, especially all three of us, proving us wrong and moving on. But I want to hold out hope that they could do that again, but I really don't think they are. I mean, obviously, the Astros coming off a screamer to end September, obviously winning the division at the last second in a nail biter fashion. They coming off a World Series win last year. They're hot at the end of September. They've been hot since the whole deadline, really. I just don't think the Twins are going to be the team to stop them. I mean, they've outperformed Toronto in the wild card series. They're pitching overperformed. Carlos Correa, who was disappointing in the regular season, played really well this series. We'll see if they can have just a couple of really good performances. But my pick is Houston in three as well, Carson.
Mm. All right. Then we have Texas, Baltimore. Now, Texas, we haven't talked about this yet. Kind of prematurely celebrated winning the division. Of course, that you guys probably all saw the picture, Bruce, enjoying a sip of the champagne and such. And then, of course, the Astros have that wild comeback to be able to win. All right, roll your eyes. I'm just stating the facts. Come on. All right, Yankees fans. Anyway.
Hey. Whoa.
Where's your teams in the playoff?
Bro. Oh, too far.
Hella disrespectful, man. 27. That's all I got to say. That's all I can say.
Mickey Mouse rings is what I say.
Bro, come on. We can't be doing this right
all
now.
All right. Like,
you know, anyway. You know that's...
Especially the rings against Atlanta. But, so, All right, so Texas versus the Rangers. Excuse me. I don't know why I said Texas versus the Rangers. I'm thinking the Texas Rangers versus the Baltimore Orioles. Here's the problem. I think the Baltimore Orioles, I think this could be our first big upset. I think this is a Texas team that's mad that, like, with what happened, how they got embarrassed. I mean, they already took it out against Tampa Bay. I think that we could see a 5-game series. I think we're seeing Texas going to be facing the Astros in the ALCS.
I agree. I think Rangers in 5.
Rangers in 5.
Yeah, I'll just go into it a little bit. Last week we didn't know what the bracket was like, so we haven't gotten to share our whole brackets. I think Texas is going to win the World Series. I really think they should have won the division. I think people are shocked because they obviously lost the division, and then people kind of just like wrote them off because they had a cold end of their season. But they've been in first place.
They
in
ain't right
for
back
so
though.
Long. Exactly. I just don't think people should have wrote them off. I think they're here for a reason, and they just beat a really good Rays team pretty handily. I said it last week. I don't think the Orioles are in shape to win the pennant. I just think they're too young. I think they will win the pennant for years to come. But I just don't think this year's their year. I think they got to learn a little bit. Obviously, the Rangers haven't made the playoffs in a while either, but they have a lot of veterans on their team. They just have really good pitching. I mean, you've seen it. Nathan Eovaldi and Kevin Gausman pitching Jordan Montgomery. Just pitching absolute gems these past two games. I mean, like I said, holding the Rays to one run over two games is ridiculous. So I just think their pitching is going to come to play. And there's a question about their lineup. I think their lineup's going to come to play against the Orioles. Orioles don't really have a super ace in their rotation, which is needed for a 5-game series. I think it's going to be Texas in 4.
Mm. But Texas in 4. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's go and get the ALCS prediction put through. Who's going to make the World Series? Houston versus Texas. All right.
Battle of Texas.
Yeah.
The Battle of Texas.
You know who I'm saying.
All right. We already know your biased take, but
it's not biased at all.
All right,
the Astros it's biased.
There we go.
All right.
It's biased. It's biased.
All right.
I do want to say, though, before we move on, I saw the cringiest video ever of Alex Bregman after they won the division. They said he was like, they wanted to see the Astros.
Yeah, I saw that too.
What would the Astros look like if they didn't win? I guess we'll never know. I was like, oh my God. I cringed. Like, bad watching that video.
All right. Well, then I guess you do again. Our prediction right now is going to be Houston versus Texas. I hate saying it. I'm going to say Houston in 7.
You want my biased pick or my unbiased pick?
All right. I'm going to guess your biased pick. Rangers in 4.
No. My unbiased pick.
It's
I'm
biased,
say,
but realistic.
I'm going to say my unbiased pick, Rangers in 6.
Okay.
My biased pick, Rangers in 6. My unbiased pick, Astros in 7.
All right, so we're saying Astros in 7. Luke,
they always find a way, man. They always do. As much as I hate them, they always find a way.
I think just before I get into my take really quick, just saw in the Phillies game, Kyle Schwarber RBI double. They're now up 1-0 with one out in the bottom of the third. D-backs game just really quickly.
It's Jover.
Runners on the corners, no outs. The Diamondbacks are still in the lead 3-2. That's just a little score update for you guys. In terms of my, since we all have the same ALCS, I said it already. I think Texas is going to win the World Series. I think it should have been their division. I think they're going to prove that it was their division. I do think it is going to be really close. I would say, I hope it's only 6 games. I think it will be closer to 7, though.
All right. Well, we only have a limited amount of time. So who do you guys, I'm going to go ahead and give kind of my quick thoughts. I think Atlanta is going to win out and make it to the World Series.
Oh, we're saying what Atlanta's going to do?
Oh, no.
Just in general.
Who's going to win the NLCS?
The NLCS.
And I guess I'll go and say the NLCS in my mind is going to be Atlanta, LA. But
y'all are going to hate me.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say Philly is going to make it to the ALCS.
Ooh.
And they're going to
Who are they going to
beat? The Dodgers.
No.
All right. Philly Stros.
I'm strangling you after the
World
show.
Series.
All right. Try, look who's going to be your NLCS and who will make it to the World Series.
Okay, I just want to say really quickly, there's a really weird play in the Diamondbacks game. They sent Ketel Marte home on a weak infield hit to Josh Donaldson, and then he got caught in a rundown, and now they're challenging whether Josh Donaldson made the tag, so they're challenging whether Ketel Marte scored. It's a weird-looking play.
So wait, is the ruling on the field that Josh Donaldson made a mistake?
The rule is that it was at out. The rule is that it was out.
Oh, I really hope that gets overturned, because
Josh Donaldson's... But we'll see what happens. In terms of my... I'll just... outline what my bracket looks like for the National League. I thought the Diamondbacks were going to win this series and the Phillies were going to win. In terms of the division series, I really don't think they're going to be very close. I think the Braves and the Dodgers make it to the NLCS pretty handily. I have that anyway. Regardless of who wins these wild card series, I think it's just a Braves-Dodgers NLCS.
2-0 Phils.
And
it's a red October.
It's a red October. And I think the Braves, sadly, I'm very sad to say, I think the Braves win... in, I want to say, 6 games.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right.
Well, again, lose to Texas. They'll lose to Texas.
All
in the
right,
World
all
Series.
Right.
Six games max.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, that wraps up the show here on Student Section. I've been Carson Keel,
Luke Torrey,
and Luke Anderson.
We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. But until then, stay safe.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.